You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. The American Heart Association has put out a list that they call Life's Essential Eight. And the whole idea is that if you follow this, you will have a biological age that's lower than your actual age, meaning you might be, let's say, 40 years old, but your body will be like tuned to like a 35-year-old's body or something.
I love all of these. They're all spot on.
But here's the thing that I was noticing about this list, and I was writing up a piece about this earlier. The interesting thing about the Essential Eight is that there is nothing new on this list. Everything that they put on here is stuff we've heard for years. But what dawned on me is some people cherry pick some of these and they don't do the others. And I think this is one of those things where working in combination with each other, that is what really helps lower your biological age. They say you'll feel healthier, you won't ache as much. You know, I have a thing that I've noticed with me, because I'm a sugar freak. I'm a chocoholic and a sugar freak. Mm-hmm. And if I can cut sugar completely out of my diet, well, the vast bulk of it out of my diet, every little ache and pain just kind of fades away.
It's poison for your body.
Yeah.
It is. The only thing I do from time to time is I'll take a little handful of maybe 5 or 6 dark chocolate morsels and pop them.
Yeah.
The kind that you put in chocolate chip cookies.
It feeds your craving.
It just satisfies you and you feel like, oh, it's dark chocolate. It's not too horrible.
So the essential eight are eat better, be more active, don't use tobacco, get enough sleep, keep your weight in check, control cholesterol, manage your blood sugar, keep your blood pressure in check. See, these are all 8 things that we all know.
You just got to do it.
You got to do all 8 of them.
You have to do it.
So anyway,
feel so much better.
So that's going on. What else is going on? Move over, Coach Prime. There's another sports team at CU Boulder in the news this morning, and we have to talk about this. The CU women's basketball team started their season by crushing the number one team in the country, LSU. At one point, the Buffs led by 22. So cheers to the Buffaloes. They beat the number one team in the country. Not all the teams in Boulder, Jeremy, are all flash and media. Some of them actually.
That's great.
The Nuggets won again last night. They're on fire. And after getting blasted over the weekend, the Avs will try to get the taste out of their mouths tonight at Ball Arena. They'll be taking on the Devils. And then I know it's a few days early of News for Nerds, but I'm going to share it anyway because I love it. Scientists announce the oldest black hole we've ever discovered. So insert your own joke there.
Oh, God.
A massive black hole that is 13 billion years old. If you're a science nerd like me, you can look it up.
Or if you just enjoy people making things up, too.
Yeah, Jeremy doesn't believe me.
That's my shtick. The scientists can say whatever they want. Everyone's like, okay, science.
This particular black hole formed when it gobbled up a galaxy next to it. Just the visual of that.
Man.
Of a black hole consuming a galaxy.
Yum, 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 yum.
I love that kind of stuff.
Your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy.
All right, we got to talk about the Zers. Gen Z has a new favorite selfie pose, Dom. It's called the scrunch face. Duck face has dominated for a long time, and I guess they're saying it is time to switch things up.
Is it like it sounds?
To pull off the scrunch face, you got to scrunch your nose, squint your eyes, and flash a grin. It's kind of like biting into something really
how's this?
Sour. No, that's poop face.
No, I
too much teeth.
You said flash a grin.
I think you had too much teeth. Can I take a picture of you doing that?
No, you cannot.
God dang it. There is some examples on our Facebook page. Maybe Josh and I will do it later and we'll post it since Dom doesn't want to participate.
Mm-mm.
You grump. So anyway, scrunch face now if you want to be hip and cool.
I have actually one photo of me doing scrunch face if you want to see it.
Do you?
I have one for you.
When did you do that? Okay. Nope. That's your butt. You got scrunch butt going on in that picture. Okay, what else is going on? Oh, there's this new write-up talking about Disneyland and what happens when people are waiting in line. Essentially, people are pooping while they're waiting for the rides at Disneyland. They're just popping a squat right there in line. This is nothing new. I've seen this pop up a few times throughout the years, but it's making the rounds again. I can guarantee you that this stuff is happening. My God, we were at Disneyland, what was it, a year ago, 2 years ago? We got stuck in line for the Indiana Jones ride because it got shut down, and you're trapped down in these cave areas. The line's a mile long, and people are just letting their kids, we didn't see it, but they're letting their kids poop right there in line, or if they have to go, they're just going in line. And now they call it Code H. It used to be for when a horse pooped like on Main Street, but now Code H also stands for human defecation. If you hear that on the walkie-talkies at Disneyland, there's been a few rides that they've actually had to install bathrooms along the way because the lines are so long and people were doing it so much.
I did experience it many years ago with a girlfriend, took her to Universal Studios.
Okay.
It was the same thing where some parents took their kid. We were in a room thing getting ready to go into some ride.
Yeah.
And the kid was whining and crying about how they had to go. And the mom's like, go in the corner there and go in the corner
there.
I thought
you were going to say your girlfriend did it.
No, but man, did she get in the face of this mom.
Well, wow. Yeah, well, what
she was like,
you
take your kid out of here and go to a bathroom.
Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're in a pinch.
Hey.
Hey, on the heels of that happy heart story that Dom had, Arnold Schwarzenegger is in the news saying how you should start your day. When you wake up in the morning, the most important thing to do is not think. Just stop thinking.
There's a joke in there too, isn't there?
Yeah, probably. He says, before you engage your brain, you should engage your body in some sort of physical activity. Start your day with physical activity before you start getting in your own head and doing all the negative self-talk and everything. Try pumping a little bit of iron. And I do that from time to time. I do my push-ups in here before the show. I leave dumbbells in my living room, so whenever I walk by them, I just pump a little iron, Dom. Mm. It's just good for you. Gets all the bad stuff out of your head. Here's a story. Going back a step, actually. Did you watch the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary on Netflix?
I did.
So good.
It's interesting.
It's so good. I really enjoyed it. I loved how he talked about, and I dug a little deeper in this, that one of the best moves that he ever made in his career was taking the job doing the movie Twins with Danny DeVito. One of the best moves he ever made because he wanted to prove that he could be a comedic actor and he didn't take a salary for that role. Mm. And he said he would just take a share of the profits, and he ended up making, they cut him a check for like $40 million for his role in Twins. He's like, it was the best thing I ever did, just getting that movie.
Yeah, $40 million is a good thing.
Yeah, dude, it is a good thing. But for him to say, I'm not going to take a salary on this movie, I'm just going to bet that it does really well, mm-hmm. and it blew up at the box office, mm-hmm. it's pretty damn cool.
That's where we got, it's not, no, that was Kindergarten
That's
Cop.
That's Kindergarten Cop, yep,
damn.
Sorry. Oh, and here's this. I know you were super excited about this. You were talking about it yesterday. Young Gravy is teasing a collaboration with Shania Twain. You super excited about that?
Love it.
I love Young Gravy. Mm-hmm. Love it a lot. Hey, here's a couple good news stories. The American Humane Society announced the winner of its annual Hero Dog Award. It's a 150-pound Great Dane named Maverick. He works as a therapy dog with the USO to help support troops and their families. It's a good-looking dog. That's a good-looking mutt.
And he's a hero.
And how about this sheep that was stuck at the bottom of a cliff in
Scotland?
I love this
story.
It was finally rescued over the weekend. This sheep had been living down on this cliff for 2 years.
And they said it got fat.
It was fat. It was healthy. It was happy.
It didn't have to share food with any other sheep.
They went down and got the sheep, and the sheep was like, what the hell?
And now they put it in some sort of like animal farm thing or whatever.
No! They called it Britain's loneliest sheep, but it sounds like he was probably happy.
Totally happy.
No!
He was down there for a reason.
He wasn't around people.
Getting rid of
another sheep.
Wanted to get away from all the other sheep.
All the horny farmers. He was fine. Oh, my God. All right, what outdated technology are you still using that you're perfectly happy with? Dom, what's yours? trying to think of what I would do.
I don't know. What I don't. What are some examples I got?
Watches.
No.
Well, I got an iWatch.
I don't use a watch.
Calculator with buttons on a screen.
No.
A hand crank can opener. Yes, 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 all day long.
Yeah, I still have that.
Notepad and pen.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. Radio is on there. And paper maps. Who's using paper maps?
I don't know. I still love them, but I don't use them.
Nah,
but I mean, if you give me an atlas, I'll be quietly entertained for 20 minutes.
I like highlighting my route in the atlas that we're going to take
on
a road trip. I highlight the route. It's
cute.
Fun. I do have a Fat America for you. Heinz, the ketchup folks, coming out with a new flavor. Pickle ketchup. It combines the tangy and savory flavor of pickles with ketchup.
Eh, all right.
I'd eat it. I love pickles. Pickle chips. When are they going to infuse like hamburger and hot dog buns with pickle flavor? That's a banger of an idea right there.
There you go.
Clickbait time.
All right.
Clickbait.
Make your way over to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Two things you can check out on there. One is a dog that can't help shaking her butt when Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back comes on. Every time it comes on, the dog starts shaking her little booty. Yeah. Second thing you can check out is an etiquette expert that has gone viral for showing viewers how to correctly eat peas.
What is the correct way?
Peas. You should not use the scoop method. It says use the back of your knife, push and spear some peas onto the tines of your fork. So you need knife in one hand, fork in the other, and you slide the peas over and push them onto the fork.
I just want one of those large straws that they used to give for certain milkshakes and stuff.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
And just
suck them up.
Suck them up.